My first guest in this edition is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, a Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. Needless to say, he's very busy as Congress continues trying to hammer out the compromise package that would allow $700 billion of taxpayer money to be spent to shore up the nation's shaky financial infrastructure. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I appreciate the chance once again.
What exactly is being negotiated right now, and what are some of the sticking points?
Well, as you know, what was given to us by Treasury was simply a 2 or 3 page bill that was, in one sense, a blank check requesting the authority to spend $700 billion. And that's really not a cap because it's a revolving fund, and they can spend that money, and then once they go down, spend more money on top of that. And then at the same time, they're asking to be able to do so in a framework that's really not set out and with no oversight. That is to say, their decisions cannot be reviewed by Congress, the Senate, any other agency, or even the court. So all those provisions are up for discussion, I guess you would say, although the administration says we need to move within the next couple of days.
Well, on Friday's program of Dateline Washington, we talked with your colleague Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, and she said both of you were less than thrilled with how this was handled in terms of just a couple of people making huge decisions about hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money being on the line, namely the Treasury Secretary and the Fed Chairman. Well, what sort of efforts are you taking to perhaps change the way that functions?
Well, yeah, first on Michelle's point, she's absolutely right. You know, it's ironic that many times we'll go to the floor and debate for hours on end, whether we spend $1 million here for a museum or $500,000 there for a bridge. And here there's basically no real debate because as of right now, the bill is not scheduled to go up for a complete markup in a committee. Instead, it's, as far as I can tell, it's intended to come completely just straight to the floor. Unprecedented in my history and unprecedented in U.S. history, I think, that we would do such an expenditure in that matter. All those issues that I discussed already, I think, are ripe for debate and potential amendment. But as we speak right now, I'm not sure that any amendments would be actually heard or considered in Rules Committee, and it's not at this point allowed since there's no markup in committee at all.
Congressman, let me get your thoughts on a couple of follow-up questions. Number one, how confident should voters, taxpayers, and just all Americans be that this will be a necessary and successful way to address the crisis?
Well, I give a lot of respect to Treasury Secretary and the Chairman Bernanke for their intelligence and intellect and their Wall Street finesse. But we do also have to remember that it was back when Bear Stearns occurred and that we were assured at that time that we needed to absolutely have to do it or the markets would collapse afterwards. And if we did do it, we would prevent that. Well, since that time, of course, AIG failed, the GSEs failed, Lehman Brothers, a 148-year-old firm, failed. Merrill Lynch, of course, was merged away. And so all those things happened despite their best assurances. And even though we were told that had to happen, I would look at this with that reason with an amount of skepticism, to saying that A, it has to be done in the manner that they're saying, and in the time frame that they're saying, and that with the assurance that nothing will transpire negatively afterwards.
What different ideas do you have that perhaps aren't being considered in this larger package?
Well, that's one of the interesting things. Since their idea was just floated or came down to us over the weekend, we have seen and been in contact by various economists and business schools around the country saying that they are skeptical of the proposal and that there are different ways to attack the problem, whether it's receivership for some of the companies that are in bad positions as opposed to a bailout, whether it's a question of whether the bondholder should be put in front of the taxpayer, as it is in this case. But the point of the fact is that none of those other ideas have been, as far as Congress is concerned, considered or debated. And as far as the Treasury is concerned, there's been no information as to, just like with AIG and just like with the GSEs, no information forthcoming from them saying these are the alternatives that we considered and these are the reasons why, in their opinion, they would not work.
Obviously, most Americans don't want the financial industry to collapse or even be on the brink of collapse. But what is the long-term impact of the hundreds of billions of dollars being spent to make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, the long-term implications are quite daunting and depressing, if you will. The short-term, of course, is the fact if you're spending this sort of money, if you're borrowing this, monetizing this debt, we have to see taxes go up for someone in this country. But long-term implications is that inflation, which is one of the most unjust and ruthless of all taxes on the middle class of America, because even though we're going to go through a short downturn right now in the economy, once the economy picks up, if you don't see a consummate or equivalent increase in productivity, you will see rampant inflation in the economy because of these actions.
About a minute left in our conversation with New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. And Congressman, obviously, with just 6 weeks left until Election Day, we're hearing both candidates say how they understand this better, have a better recovery plan, how the other one doesn't understand it as well, if they even have a plan. What should we look for in a candidate talking about this issue, and should we be looking to the White House to solve it in the long term?
Well, from both of the candidates, I think you should be looking for two things. You should be looking at what Senator Obama has thrown out, which is basic principles, but you should also be looking for more specifics, as Senator McCain has begun to lay out as well. Principles are fine, but I think the American public wants to know, if you were in this situation, what specifically would you be doing about it? And that's what we, at the end of the day, need to look for from any leader.
And what sort of impact is your district looking at as a result of the economic crisis we're enduring right now?
Well, mine is unique in as much as I have quite a few people who work in the financial service area. So with all these mergers, and will probably come certain downsizings as well, so it's going to be hard on my constituents, and that's why I'm very actively engaged in this process to see that we retain New York and the United States as the financial center of the world. And do not do anything in our intents to help actually do more harm than good.
And before we let you go, is there any idea, concrete idea, as to when this vote may take place, given the urgency being expressed by the administration?
Well, there, initially it said around midweek. I think that's still when we'll be looking at, around Wednesday of this week.
So we'll be following that as well. Congressman, thanks for spending so much time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from his state's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. This is Dateline Washington.